Danny Johnson with 10 goals this season. The ball comes in. It's off by Sir McManus, but it's knocked in by Tommy O'Weir. He just glanced the header in. The Hibs defence was stationary. Little glancing header just trundled in to the back of the net. Morton at a head here at Easter Road. Hibs now, Morton 1.
Well, it's a great finish from Tommy O'Weir because he's got himself into an area. And I don't think he can believe his luck because he's had to duck to head that ball in from inside the 6-yard box. Defensively, really poor from Hibs, but just what Morton were looking for.
Yeah, done it earlier on in the game for a corner kick for the same side as well and nearly got a goal, so it paid off that time. But horrendous defending at the back there. Fontaine's caught underneath the ball. The goalkeeper's had a look at it, thought about coming, then changed his mind, stayed in the line. But brave stuff for the boy away. He's went in and put his head on the ball. Great goal.
And now McGeoch bounces away. McManus did well. Low ball into Miller. Oh, the goalkeeper's missed it. It's 2-0. He just played the ball back into the path of Denny Johnston. He's been so reliable this season, Mark Oxley. That's a horrible mistake by the goalkeeper. Denny Johnston with a simple tap in. Hibs nil, Morton 2.
That's a perfect goal for Morton again. It's a ball into the box. The goalkeeper feels he has to try and deal with it, and he just knocked it perfectly for the player to knock into an empty net. Hibs had a couple of chances to clear. Couldn't get it done. A couple of battles of strength, both won by Morton players, and the ball's ended up in the back of the net. Jim Duffy must be a happy man.
Yeah, Declan McManus did really well here. It was a bit scrambly on the right hand side, but he fought hard to keep the ball, worked his way in a position to get across. Morton didn't have anybody in the box initially. Denny Johnston made the run, but the goalkeeper made a real hash of that. He's laid down, he's flapped at the ball. Basically what he's done is knocked it out in front of Denny Johnston, and he'll not get any easier goals this season. But we're talking real game on now, eh?
Just wondering if Oxley had missed it. It was probably going wide. There was a man coming in, but Hibs had a defender as well, but he turned what could have been a goal into, well, virtually a certain goal, and it was. Here's Darren McGregor coming through the middle. 10, 15, 20 yards, but he's given the ball away, and now Morton can try and break. Bobby Barr has it on the left-hand side. Barr tearing towards the edge of the penalty box. He's got pace. He's in the box. He cuts it back. Chance for Ross Forbes. Goal for Ross Forbes. Sweeps it into the corner of the net. What a scoreline at Easter Road tonight. Hibs nil, Morton 3.
Yeah, the classic sucker punch there for Morton. Well back in their own defence. Broke up the park. Two passes later, they're in the Hibs box. And what a fantastic finish there. Ball's cut back straight in the corner. And well worth it now. They've hardly started at all in the second half, Hibs, but Morton have done really well.
What a goal for Ross Forbes.
Yeah, Hibs, I don't know what Darren McGregor thinks he's doing driving forward. He had a shot before, but he's just run into traffic, lost the ball, and then it's all about Bobby Barr and his pace. He's gone away from players. Players are trying to get back, and Ross Forbes, he gets himself into the box, and it comes to his left foot. You kind of knew where it was going to end up. You know, a really sweet strike across the goalkeeper. Hibs couldn't get back. And yet again on the break, Morton have been scintillating.
Well, Morton have won all three matches in which Ross Forbes has scored this season. Could be all four. They lead here by 3-0. And there's a stunned sense around Easter Road. But Hibs just got picked off. It was clinical. Stevenson punts the ball forward. El Alagui can't get there. Where will the header? But there it is, the full-time whistle. And what could be a vital night in the race for the championship title. Morton have come to Easter Road and upset high-flying Hibs, who hadn't lost in their last 10 games. They've won by 3-0. Tommy O'Weir after 36 minutes. Denny Johnston after 51. And Ross Forbes after 62. This was no fluke. This was well-deserved by Morton. What a scoreline at Easter Road. Bernie 0, Morton 3.
Yeah, we're using the phrase a fantastic victory, Jim. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was an outstanding performance for the team tonight, Chick. You know, we rode our luck a little bit in the first 15 minutes. There's a few, you know, that you thought if Hibs could have capitalised on those chances, you know, they may well have lifted their game. But after that, you know, I thought we played really, really well. And I thought on the counter-attack, we were outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, not a failure in your team, but a bar down the left-hand side was terrific.
Yeah, Bobby was outstanding, and, you know, just getting us up the pitch and just giving us that pace and outlet. And as I said, you come here, you play with two out-and-out wingers. It's a big risk against a diamond in the midfield because they've got such top players. But, you know, you've asked them to do, you know, narrow in the pitch as well. But overall, I don't think we had a failure. I think everybody deserves the credit. And as Alan Stubb once says, they deserve all the accolations.
You did actually produce a performance. We talked before the game, and you delivered what you said your team tactically set out to do.
Well, I said before, Chick, you know anything about seeing us this year? We're organised, we work hard. You know, we've got a real determination about us, but we make mistakes, and a couple of times we've been punished for that. But tonight, when we did make an error, we didn't get a break, we got away with it. Whereas, you know, you don't always get that. So that was the first time, really, we can think for a long time that any errors we made, we weren't punished. But even in the first half, you know, we had two or three good efforts at goal, and one cleared off the line, and Gats had a fantastic save. But in the second half, we scored three, and really could have scored another two or three on the counter.
You know, I said to you in the interview before the game, Jim, that I think you've done magnificently well. You seem to have solidified your chance of staying in the division. Actually, now you're a point off the playoff place tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for us, but, you know, just coming here and getting the 3 points, Chick, is such a difficult place. I think they're unbeaten here, aren't they, I think, this season.
They haven't lost in the league since last April.
Yeah, so I think to come here and to win so comprehensively, you know, says a lot about the players. And I've just said them in there, they've got to take a bit of belief from that. You know, so they're running on empty towards the end of the game because of the shift they put in, and, you know, obviously we don't have the we kind of rest five or six players because we've got a game on Saturday again. But nevertheless, we'll enjoy tonight, and you know, everybody's smiling in the dressing room, and all the fans that are here, I'm sure we'll be delighted heading back to Greenock.
I'm sure you'll be getting a few text messages of thanks from Rangers fans.
I don't know about thanks from Rangers fans. I may have bust a few coupons maybe, but but listen, you know, I'm here to do a job for Morton, and Morton, as I said before, we've got our own objectives, and to try and do as well as we possibly can in this division. But to come to a place at East Ave Road, and the form that Hibs have been in as well, Chick, it's not as if they've been off form. They've been in the best form of the season, and you know, to win in the manner we did, I think we're absolutely thrilled.
Yes, stunning performance. Well done, Jim. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Cheers.